Yale Law School hosted a conference on Tuesday about problems with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Both presidential candidates say it would hurt workers and the U.S. economy. WSHU's Cassandra Basler spoke to experts about winners and losers with the agreement.
An official study from the International Trade Commission shows how the TPP could impact the U.S. Lori Wallach is director of the nonpartisan Public Citizens Global Trade Watch, based in Washington, D.C. Wallach says the study found that states with big agriculture industries could be big winners in the agreement, but she says that won't help Connecticut.
If you're Connecticut and you're about manufacturing, then you are a loser. And interestingly, one of the big sectors here, which is the corporate headquarters of the financial services sector that have moved to Connecticut, are projected to lose. Financial services are one of the losing service sectors in the ITC study, which is unusual relative to past agreements.
Wallach says the study found that the pharmaceutical industry based in Connecticut could profit because the agreement would limit negotiations on bulk drug prices, but that industry would also lose jobs. Damon A. Silver says job loss is typical with trade agreements like the TPP. He's the policy director at the AFL-CIO labor organization.
A relatively small part of the population that is actually earning their incomes off of the profit line in corporate financial statements does very well. But the majority of the population whose incomes are dependent on wages do poorly. And this is the way that trade agreements drive runaway inequality.
Silver and Wallach agree that most of the TPP agreement focuses not on trade, but on benefits for corporations to get around U.S. laws and regulations. House and Senate leaders have said they wouldn't call the TPP agreement up for a vote this session. Wallach says it's still important for voters to ask their representatives whether they are for or against the agreement. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.